Oh man. Hell yeah. I
dulcet sounds of Dave King.
Dave King. Now, here's the problem with beginning an episode of the Film Thugs with Jim and Clarkson. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
That's who this is, and that's what's happening. Is this...
titular line.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
Is that this song could bring a weird burned underwear model into your house.
That's true.
Who would possibly kill you, but... Okay, so we're talking about the movie Trick or Treat. We're just going to dive right in because we gotta.
Oh, he feels left out.
Yeah. It's such a weird movie.
Come
because...
Come back, Senator. Barbarian. There you go. Now you know.
What is this movie? What is it? Is it a horror movie?
Yeah.
Is it an action movie? Is it...
Clearly, Clarkson was in the driver's seat of picking this episode again.
Yes.
So... I was thinking, wouldn't it be fun to have an actual Halloween show, right? As opposed to Jason walks through half a block of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And
Jason's grocery.
Originally, I was like, oh, let's do, you know, Nightmare 2.
Yeah.
Get into
the
real of it, you know, but what can be said before it's finally just, hey, this is gay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I know, something I haven't seen since I was...
A boy.
12?
Just a boy.
Just a boy.
Same here. Yeah.
With knives?
Yeah. Exactly.
Trick or Treat. I remember it being at the time in the middle of the satanic panic.
Yeah.
And people were all on the fucking Twitter about the use of playing records backwards and devil music and horror shows, blah, blah, blah.
See, you were in an area, I think, that was also probably hit more with this than mine.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was in the suburbs of San Antonio and on a military base in Panama, so most of it just didn't reach us. You were in some, like, fucking Mike Warnke area.
Oh, for sure.
Little bit weird.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there were, I remember videos being played at CCD about that kind of stuff. That's where all that shit happened, because all my record stuff, as I've told the story before... My room was covered in posters and metal this, metal that, t-shirts, records, the whole nine. I come back and all of it's gone one day. So my parents finally, someone got to them and convinced them that it was, that the devil was in the music and this culture or subculture, and the best way to get rid of it is to take it away and say it's forbidden, because teenagers
will listen
and will avoid anything forbidden.
Yes.
So by making it more forbidden... Yeah. I never went back to it.
Yeah, like that apple, you know?
Right, exactly.
Can't have that. Well.
My father hiding him so strategically as right inside of his closet.
Right.
So if I wanted to go kill them all, I just had to walk to that closet, rifle through the bag of my stuff,
and
listen to it, and then take it back.
Put it back, yeah.
So, great.
You were like, they kind of Willy Loman'd it. Like,
yeah, I think I could feel mom was more in charge of that one than dad. Because he's like, okay, I'll put it right over here.
Like, fine.
It's that one time he got me with that. I can't understand a thing they're saying. And I said, oh, yeah, you speak Italian. And I think he's still smarting about that. Frankly, I think it was revenge for that on his part. But, yeah, it was in the middle of all that. So I remember this movie being hyped up, like everything verboten back in those days.
Yeah.
You couldn't check it with a supercomputer in your pocket and go, no, that movie's actually bullshit. What can watch it here in my hand?
Yeah.
No. It was just whispered about. This or anything like that.
Yeah. And as I said to you, the most effective method for disseminating bullshit in the satanic panic era was not parents or priests. It was the eighth graders.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's
just the little bit older, like, yo, man, I heard something weird about Ozzy Osbourne, but yo, let's go fuck with Charlie about this.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
exactly. The telephone game of what people did or didn't do, exploits that were turned up to 11. All of it. looking at Iron Maiden and thinking, well, this is a really satanic band.
No, oh, yeah. Not.
And then you have these idiots who start, like, again, Mike Warnke.
Yeah, yeah. Satan seller. Yeah.
Comes in, he's like, now I was part of a satanic sex cult. Like, dude,
no,
you look like wavy gravy.
No, you look like gravy.
Yes. Yeah, you're like, I know you see me with my weird suspenders and my curly hair, and you're like, well, that guy's a little different. I want to see what's going on. That's how Satanists get you. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So,
satanic cultists are like, you know what the kids really go nuts on is the rainbow suspenders.
Yeah.
Fat Gallagher is the exact way to describe him.
For anyone unaware, if you're in another country, Owen, and not aware of the Satanic Panic, I don't know how far out it went. I know it made it to the UK in the 90s, but
yeah, I don't
it
know
popped
how,
off
yeah.
here
oh, yeah.
in 1980
yep.
because of a book called Michelle Remembers.
And boy,
and,
did she.
Yeah. With her quote-unquote recovered memories about being tortured and abused at the hands of this organized satanic, generational satanic cult.
Yes, yes.
That mainly here, in my opinion, got blasted off into a full-fledged panic because there was money in them thar hills for evangelists to line their pockets.
Yeah. Yep.
And lines their pockets they did.
Oh,
it
so
was
much.
Fucking everywhere. And
yep.
because of the Puritan roots of this country,
mm-hmm.
it just spread like wildfire.
Yeah, yeah. It spreads like...
For people that didn't live through it and experience it,
yeah.
I can't express this strongly enough.
Uh-huh.
It was fucking everywhere.
It was insane.
Everywhere. If it got to my master's degree parents...
Yeah. It was everywhere.
I don't know what happened to Catholic parents.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
So it takes a little longer to filter up to that
yeah.
level. But if you were just like, not throwing shade on evangelical Baptists, but saying, if you're in that more panicky
yeah.
group, then holy shit.
Yeah. They,
I mean, to the point where I know for a fact, at least one evangelical preacher called me a vampire.
Oh, my God.
To which my father drove directly to his place of business, and I never knew what he said to him. But I know he and his kids kept a long berth,
yep.
wide berth
it
between
was,
me and them.
It was like when the soccer coach, if Dirks can take the ball away from you, then you stink. And then when he found out, oh, yeah, Dirks' dad is like, that's the last desk everybody's orders go across.
Mm.
But before they get reassigned
mm.
next,
mm.
oh, man, I got apologized, too. But, yeah, that
that's
shit.
The kind of shit grown men
yeah.
were calling kids vampires.
Yeah.
It's that's like, ridiculous.
If you're an adult man in a full-on argument with someone else's kid.
Yeah. It's fucking weird, man. It was
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah.
So there was a certain amount of, particularly me, I had it coming and going with my particular combination of things. But
yeah,
I'm already scared about that. And now I got to deal with this because I like loud music.
Oh, yeah.
And it was danger to that.
Yeah.
And it was part of the appeal, actually. You know, it was like, well, yeah, I'm kind of, you know, this is, you don't like this or whatever.
And it's weird because if you look at it, metal is sort of like all of those taboo things. It's like, it's like dirty movies. It's like horror movies. They're all on their bases fucking funny.
Oh,
they
it's
are
ridiculous.
Inherently
yes,
hilarious.
Absolutely. I've said 1,000 times, everything I'm into is stupid.
Yeah.
And I know it.
Yeah.
It's fine. I like it. So I embrace it. It's when you try to fight it and defend it that it's not stupid, you sound like an evangelical arguing that their position is stupid.
Exactly.
Is it stupid? Which, of course, it is.
It is. Everyone's...
It's fine.
Yeah.
Just do you, man.
Do your thing and stay away, please.
Just, I won't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Please don't fuck with me. And that's the problem with the Satanic Panic was they were out on a crusade to... fuck with other people.
Yes.
And they did. They ruined
so many lives.
Thousands of lives.
Yeah.
No, how many careers were lost?
Yep. Yep.
Not to mention reputations completely sullied.
Yeah. And
over nothing.
And things that were so clearly nothing.
Bullshit.
It was the McMartin bullshit. Shit. Like, yeah. They flushed us down the toilet, and we were down in these caves where they would do this, like...
Like, you don't even understand how plumbing works.
Like, yeah.
Come on now.
An adult is believing this?
Yeah. Well, I don't. I don't think they believed it. I think there was money to be made.
Yep, and there were some dummies.
Some did. Of course they did. Some did. But just like anything else... The people that are in charge of it know there's resources to be gained, and they use religion as a way to get the poor involved.
Exactly. You
know, like war.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Get them locked in. And
so with all that table setting,
yeah,
Trick or Treat comes out, and it's combined not just horror movies, but horror movies and heavy metal.
Baby. Heavy metal. Yeah.
So like, oh, shit. This is going to be badass.
And it's like the most nebulous, bizarre, weird, like. Some rude hot girl gets her ears melted and is in the hospital.
Yeah, that's the overall point is...
Nothing.
I expected something. Like something.
Nothing.
Another one of these movies was The Gate.
Okay.
Right? That, but with Little Dorf in that one. Brad Dorf's, one of his first movies.
Hell yeah.
Or Steven Dorf, not Brad Dorf.
Steven.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, Brad.
A big difference.
Huge. Massive. Talent gap. Not shit on Steve, but
a vast chasm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
One person has powers, another one's a very serviceable actor.
Yeah, a man who in one scene was able to give Pierre DeVries an entire fucking semaphore to do. Guy.
Very different.
Yes, very different.
Very, very, very different. Apologies to Wiseblood. The Gate had a similar sort of setup.
Right.
Kids were doing something with whatever and it opened a gate to hell.
Yeah.
Well, at least there's fucking demons and things getting fucked up and something.
Yeah.
I sat down to watch this again after so many decades thinking, there's going to be violence and kills. There isn't one kill until the third act.
Yeah. And most of those are laser kills.
Yeah. There's an injury.
Yeah.
Early on with the girl that gets her ear melted, demon raped or fondled at the least.
Yeah.
At least. But other than that,
they were laser kills.
Laser kills, zap.
Yeah.
I think five died in that entire dance.
I believe
dance.
You are correct, yes.
So we're looking at five all there, one cop, six.
Uh-huh.
The lady in the TV, set large march, seven.
Yep. That is it.
We're looking at it, seven kills. Not that a horror movie needs kills to make it a horror movie, necessarily. But when it deals with a guy that's come back for or using
rock and roll electricity
to take revenge, you expect a higher body count.
I am also going to very quickly invoke what I call the Kang the Conqueror rule.
Okay.
And that is when the first thing that defeats your villain can be purchased at the toilet store. Right. Then
I at William Restaurant's Plumbing Supply.
Exactly. Exactly. Johnny Restaurant's Plumbing Supply.
Johnny was his father.
Yes. Oh yeah. William takes over now. Now you do get a full. You still get the full Fig Newton sleeve of washers.
Yes.
With any purchase if you mention our name.
Correct.
At William Restaurant's Plumbing Supply Company.
Did this used to be Handsome Johnny's Plumbing Supply?
No, yeah.
But William took it over.
William took over, and William is not very good looking. So here we are. No, but
ants beat Kang, and a toilet
defeated whatever this
Sammy Carr.
Name is. And I love that you and I both had the same feeling that when he picked up a laundry hamper, and threw it at him, you and I both thought he had ripped the tank off the back of a toilet.
I did. I'm like, oh my God.
It's like, Skippy's fucking, is he like Carrot Top? If he took that shirt off, is he just Ned Flanders? Like, yes, I'm sorry I broke the toilet.
Yeah, just ripped it off the wall.
And now here's a question for those who are international. How well is the show Family Ties known in Australia? The only Australian TV show that I know about, so my assumption is it is indicative of everything on Australian television, is Neighbours. So
it's not
it's not like Neighbours
related
at all.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know how well you'll know. Yeah,
it's got Skippy from Family Ties.
Ancillary character on Family Ties.
Yeah,
someone decided we need to have this kid.
And this is the right. This is the right guy to go with. Yeah, and then you know what we need is we are spending Skippy Handelman money. We are gonna push the camera onto this guy's face.
Yeah, there is a lot of constantly tight shots of his face.
So many like. Full chin to forehead with his fucking mom cut.
All everywhere and all different angles. There's a fucking Dutch angle of his face.
Yes. And his haircut, he looks fucking divorced and female and trying out something new because she got married while she was in college.
Welcome to Coming Out Late.
Exactly. Yes. It basically was how Skippy got his groove back.
Right. Or as you called him first, described him first, lesbian co-op.
Yes. Lesbian co-op.
Yes. Skippy.
He looks like he has a, he has knowledge of where to find a selection of almond butters.
Absolutely. I like the farmer's market one myself. I like it better. You can get kombucha there, too. It's delicious. I like the blueberry.
It doesn't make me fart nearly as much as the raspberry, which oddly makes you fart a whole lot. I think that's maybe, is that maybe why they call them raspberries? I don't know. I've been drinking a lot of these today.
It smells weird, but it tastes great.
And then you fart.
And that tastes great, too.
This movie was so weirdly bad.
It's so weirdly long.
Yeah.
It just does boot long. I think, did we decide on how many Thunderballs?
Yeah, I think it was 1.5 at least.
This is, I'm feeling a solid 2
Thunderballs. Yeah, solid 2 Thunderballs because Jesus. And nothing fucking happens. First off,
nothing happens.
The most horrifying bullying I've ever seen. And I have never in my life wanted it. No context.
They really hot shot of the territory with that first gag, though.
They really,
I feel like
really
that should have been later.
Fucking the first move they make on him. Because here's the progression of what we'll call pranks.
Sure.
First is Dickball's an asshole exposed to the whole girls volleyball team.
Correct.
Second one is they tried.
And pictures taken.
And pictures taken, yes. Second one is they tried to drown him.
Yeah. Put a weight in his backpack and pushed him into the deep
backwards
part of the pool.
Into the pool. Yeah. They tried to kill him, and
so humiliation, public humiliation, attempted murder, fuck with his hair,
and then
kick his Walkman down the street.
And then the girl runs up to him and hands him something. It's a tape.
Oh, that's right.
And then a naked Polaroid of him,
of his ass. Here's a tape and some child porn for you.
I just love the idea that she runs up to him and is like, oh, hey, here. And then I mean, he looks at him like,
uh-huh. It's shocking.
Very nice. Yes.
It's shocking, actually.
But his response was like, yeah, all of this appears in order.
Yeah, no shit. Very good.
Runs up and if somebody runs up and just hands
nods
you
at her like she's bringing over Uber Eats.
Polaroid of you naked in public, and you're like, well, oh, yes, indeed. Yes, yes, Tuesday.
Excellent. Oh, and a copy of Def Leppard's High and Dry. Thank you so much.
And then you set me up!
Yeah. It's a lot of that.
So much.
This
that.
Kid is apparently he and his buddy are the only metal fans, but his buddy's chosen the life of camouflage.
He really is just
because he wants to pass.
Yeah,
right.
And here's what's weird: there is nothing given about what was the character's name again?
Good question.
Yeah.
at one point,
Eduardo. Like,
hold on. I wrote it down. Weinbauer. And the Dollar Tree version of Johnny, who plays the obvious bully in the movie because he's tall, white, and blonde, keeps referring to him in his last name in different ways. And at one point, at the middle of the film, he sounds like he's saying white power.
And he is running around yelling white power at a party.
Yeah. It's like, something to see.
What is happening right now?
And not in Charlottesville, from what we can take.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we'll go with, he is like half off Johnny Lawrence, so he's like John Rentz.
Yeah, John Rentz.
That's the bad guy in this one. And
he and his 35-year-old bestie
are
tormenting the fuck
out of this dude. And man, like, that was some attempt to kill him. I love how at one point it was some fucking, what's it called, Final Destination-style Rube Goldberg machine. His tie got caught, and now this, and now this, and now the sparks are keeping this guy away. Sparks.
Yeah.
Like, he stepped forward like those sparks were just fucking electrified. Like, if those touch me,
sparks.
This
Maybe
might,
not with that hair product.
It might singe my little tiny tie.
And that's the thing.
Oh, it's the smallest little tie you've ever seen.
So, the idea being that the metalhead who gets pecked on for being a metalhead, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, yes.
His favorite rocker dies,
mm-hmm.
apparently in some self-immolated satanic ritual, because that's what we do.
That's how it gets done.
Yeah.
My sweet Satan.
And, yeah, and gets a special record from Gene Simmons with the last appearance of Gene Simmons' real hair.
And Gene Simmons in an acting scene that is good, until
that last
ends look. On the creepiest fucking stare down, like,
I think that look tells me, after seeing the rest of the movie, that he knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but we
maybe
don't
he's
see
some
him again.
Sort of acolyte. That's a great storyline that could have been in there that wasn't.
But Jim's not looking for a gag or a joke here. He really delivers the only acting performance of any note in this film.
Yeah. It's one of those scenes that you look at and go, they fucking got that on the first take.
He nailed the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
That's how bad this movie is. It makes Gene Simmons look like a capable actor.
And I'll be honest, had they included some shot after he gives him that look as he leaves that enforced, he's enacting this ritual and using Homeboy for help with it. But they didn't. It just made Gene Simmons look real short eyes for a second.
Yeah, very short eyes. Maybe he has that Polaroid.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Okay.
Rock and roll.
Just so. Anyway, somehow, because of he's Polaroid. so picked on, and somehow it seems like the DJ and White Power and Sammy knew each other. I get the sense he's like, he'd want you to have this special record that was never released.
You're Sammy's biggest friend. You were writing him letters.
Because the connection is, Sammy went to this same high school.
Yeah.
Right? So he grew up here, was picked on or whatever, became a rock god of the apocalypse.
And boy, let me tell you, being hugely famous certainly doesn't do anything to positively change the way people remember you in your hometown.
Never.
No. Everyone's not like, I knew Sammy in first grade. He was wonderful.
I loved him. He was always ugly.
Yeah.
So, because Eduardo White Power is being picked on so much, he plays a record backwards, unleashes the spirit of Sammy Carr, who then at first, is just in the form of disembodied voices telling Eduardo to be at a certain place where something bad's going to happen.
Right.
And that is where we get to the Ruth Goldberg almost pressing scene. And in my head, I remember this kid dying.
Yeah.
Nope. It's just a series of this shit.
Yeah.
People almost dying.
Yes.
But Skippy
saves him at the last minute
to make a point.
It's like they only got an R rating for boobs.
It's got to be.
That's all that it was. Like, but we can't have any violence.
Got to be. In fact, in the spirit of that, I tried my damnedest to find some Christian review of this movie.
And there aren't any.
There may be, but not available online. So instead, I had to look up the Parents Guide on IMDb for this. So we have sex and nudity, mild. During a pool party scene, a topless girl is briefly seen in the swimming pool. A woman is undressed by a formless ghost that caresses her, in quotes. Her body, her breasts are seen, and she moans and makes rhythmic movements. She is seen topless several times. Child.
Yes, I was going to say woman.
Yeah.
Weird word for that.
We see the fully nude buttocks of a naked teenage boy at the beginning of the movie.
We then see a Polaroid. Yeah. You better mention that Polaroid. Yeah.
A couple have sex in a car. We see her breasts and a lot of her body as she is undressed. The scene doesn't last long, however. Rating of mild. Violence, moderate.
Yes. Yeah. That, I think, would be a fair assessment of the violence
name of
this
episode.
Yeah. violence, moderate.
Colon, moderate.
Yeah.
A character is hospitalized after being attacked by a ghost. Her ears are melted. Slash. Goopy. It's right there in black and white.
Goopy.
Man pins. Why pins is capitalized? I have no idea. A woman to wall and forcibly kisses her. He slaps her hard when she rejects his advances. Rape? Yeah. Mild scenes. Brief, unclear footage of people burning in a hotel room fire. A boy is almost drowned after he's thrown into a pool with a weight stuck in his backpack. Yes.
Yeah.
Another man's tie gets hooked around the spinning axle of a lathe. His head gets pulled down, and a sharp point of the tailstock comes down. Okay, this person made very clear that they know exactly what's happening in these machines.
I wrote a short story about a woodworker.
Fucking serious.
So I spent about 30 minutes talking about the wood.
The machine stopped before the point reaches his head. The machine just stopped. Terminated. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Ran out of steam there, pal.
Sammy Carr didn't want to do it no more.
Several people are vaporized after being hit with electric bolts from a guitar. Yeah, that's the massive kill scene towards the end.
Yep.
A head blows up. However, no gore or graphic footage is seen.
Not a drop of fucking blood in this movie.
Not a drop.
Even with the burnt face of this guy.
No. A woman is grabbed by the neck. A woman. Large Marge is grabbed by the neck and pulled out of the TV where her miniaturized body crumbles, shown mostly in shadows. A boy is electrocuted after plunging a crowbar into a fuse box. He doesn't die, however.
Yeah, why would he?
Carr is driven off a bridge at the end of the movie. However, none of the characters are harmed in the scene. Profanity. Moderate. The words ass, asshole, balls, bastard, bitch, bullshit, damn, fuck, goddamn, hell, and shit are used. Moderate to strong profanities can be heard throughout the film, but never to an extensive level.
I love it when there is a really over-the-top language movie that has that full list. The words, balls, ass.
Yes.
Just keeps going on and on. Let's be honest, it's like kids discovering a text-to-talk thing. Like, just type in every bad word that we know.
Right. Hey, you know how to put boobs on your calculator?
Yeah.
It's a lot of that level of violence and nudity in anything worth a fucking horror movie, quote unquote. So we came to the determination that this is not a horror film.
It isn't.
This feels more like a kid's movie.
Yes.
With a couple of boobs.
And here's the thing, Trick or Treat, there is literally one trick or treater and she walks away with a full dish.
Yes.
Of candy.
It looked like inferior candy, but a whole dish nonetheless.
Yeah, and honestly, the dish is the big, that's the big takeaway with that. Yeah,
sure. Yeah. That is the only thing in reference to Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
Sammy Carr's band's not called Trick or Treat.
Nope.
The only thing other than that scene with the kid getting an entire dish of Brock's shitty candies is the soundtrack is Trick or Treat by Fastway.
Yes, which is not bad at all.
No. Fastway was a perfectly good band for its time.
With an amazing lead singer had to find the right milieu.
Right. If you don't know, the front man of Fast Eddie Clark's Fastway is a man named Dave King, who went on to found and continue to perform and write in Flogging Molly.
Yep. The band I've seen live 5 fucking times.
Dave King,
the
looking
man.
Looking like fucking Mike Von Erich.
Yes, he really does. 80s. Look like fucking Dave Mustaine Von Erich.
Yeah, pre-Toxic Shock.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm in a
combo show. Don't get down that rabbit hole. I went on to a whole Von Erich fucking TED talk to Jim. He was not ready for that.
So when that movie comes out into theaters, we might have to go see it in theaters.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
Then, that is one that feels like go see it and then just sit down and talk about it.
Keep that recorder hot.
Yeah.
Because Clarkson has some thoughts. Oh, yeah.
Hot takes, piping hot, coming right down the chute. Absolutely.
Because it's got to be dark.
Oh, yeah.
I won't go into that rant.
But we will get there.
Yeah, save it for that episode. Because trust me, if it's not nearly as dark as the truth,
yeah,
I'm going to have things to say.
Yeah. Where it's like the nicest thing that can be said about the dad was he only pretended to be a Nazi on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
But in this movie, it's weird because the total lack of any connection to the Halloween season at all.
Zero.
Like there was no, it absolutely has no reason to be set at Halloween.
No.
It would make more sense if it wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason to have it. Yeah. So they have a Halloween dance at no high school ever.
Yeah.
To kill five kids in costumes?
Yes.
Huh? And why is he killing those kids? They didn't do anything.
Thing is, those were bad kids.
Oh, well. No argument there.
One of them was going to go on to found a version of Twitter that was actually like somehow worse than it is now.
Call it X,
yeah. One of them was Elon Musk.
Who the fuck thought that was a good idea?
Elon Musk. He's always wanted to call a company X.
It's so fucking
He's
weird.
He's always wanted to call a company X.
It's the weirdest thing.
He's so dumb.
It's so fucking weird.
It's what I love about how's like the concept of the meritocracy is just evaporating every time that guy opens his mouth.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh shit. He's, oh.
Just drive past that massive fucking place every day now.
Yeah. Goddamn.
So there's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Nothing to tether this to Halloween other than it just being in Halloween.
Yeah.
There's not a real clear connection between why Sammy is helping White Power. There's no real connection why White Power decides he doesn't want it to happen anymore. Not really, other than he did want to actually kill people, so good for you.
Yeah.
But there's not like Sammy taking revenge on anyone.
Yeah.
All I can somehow cobble together is prior to his suicide fire ritual, they weren't going to allow him to play at the high school dance.
So here is my attempts at some fix.
Okay.
By me. What if White Power and Sammy knew each other because
clearly.
Yeah, he went to the high school, so he kind of knew him. And so like when he's writing the letter to him, he's actually writing a letter to him. It's like, yeah, it's that kid from the hometown. He was my neighbor. I knew him. He was a cute kid. Always came out.
He had a great ass. I got a pull road.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he's...
Want to see it? Look at the ass on White Power.
Well, as we thought the ass was done, and then
it's a callback. It's just
yeah, they somehow knew.
Want to see a Polaroid of it? It's so fucking random.
It's so weird. We want to make sure we want to get our money.
Yeah.
It's technically the same showing of his ass, so it doesn't hurt our rating.
Exactly. It's true. It's the same ass. Do you ever watch Family Ties and think, I wonder what Skippy's ass looks like?
Well, no more. No more. See it not once, but twice.
Yeah, exactly. Your wish is my command.
Yeah, like if there was some connection between him to where like...
It was his brother.
Anything. And then people be like, oh yeah, the weirdo's fucking brother. Ha ha. Your brother died in a fire, White Power. Fuck you. And his name wasn't Johnny Carr. It was Johnny White Power.
Right. He changed his last name to Carr because it might not go well in the entertainment business.
So, yeah, he becomes huge and, wants to come up. And then he dies in a fire and comes back to help his little brother. See, there we go.
Yeah, I mean, even your fix with Gene Simmons, if you just, like, use one of those angles to not focus on Skippy's face and or ass and this go to, like, a pentagram necklace hanging around the mic or on an album or something.
Yeah.
Other than making it look like Short Eyes Gene.
It could have been fucking he knew him through Gene Simmons from when he was younger.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. And then Gene Simmons is like, I'll help you out, kid.
Yeah. So the plan's coming together, Sammy. Something.
Exactly.
Soon.
I found you the most worthless piece of shit in town.
He's got weak glutes.
Have you seen?
Everyone knows.
I've got a Polaroid. That's just his fucking.
I'll tell you what, Skippy, you skip leg day.
Oh my god! And
so,
I just
looked. Yeah, but it still wouldn't have made this. The only thing that would have made this movie better, aside from those fixes,
yeah,
would at least have some fucking kills.
Exactly.
Jason Takes Manhattan is fucking terrible.
It's terrible.
But people died,
and there are unique kills. There's one woman who apparently died from a 2-inch long spike entering her chest and not going further than 2 inches.
One guy gets a hypodermic needle shoved right past his spine and out of his chest.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
But dead nonetheless.
Yep. A head.
Yes.
Gets punched
off.
Off. And by the time it happens, you want it to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like, do it.
You
do
want
it.
Bill Linnett to go by that time.
Bill. Well, like, the only thing that would have been funnier is if Jason had just nudged him off the roof.
That would have been better, actually. That, just like, shoved him off.
Just not even shoved him, just literally reached up and went like.
Like, booped him.
Booped. Boop. And bam, he fell because he was
booped
so exhausted.
His nose and
yeah.
He fell off. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's essentially what happens. But I'm glad they decided to just punch his off. Fucking head off.
And have it land perfectly on a spike. That,
delicious.
Good job. You know where that doesn't happen? Trick or treat.
No. Not even fucking close.
Like, the point of the movie doesn't make sense. There's no, like, bigger idea as to what or why there's a ritual.
They kill a cop.
Yep.
By blowing him up with electricity, but it pans up to empty boots.
Yep.
Like, that's more. I've seen better kills in fucking Halloween Town.
So I loved the moment where you were like, yeah, but that had a big moment or whatever. Mm-hmm. And just as you said that, the Humpty Dumpty got blown up, and you were like, well. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, there
okay,
we go.
That's probably the most satisfying kill.
Yeah.
Because I expected for sure Humpty Dumpty sitting on a railing
to
will fall.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Nope. He just got blown up.
Charles Martin Smith's like, wild card, bitches. Shoot this motherfucker. Blown the fuck up. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that immensely.
And
that's
it. I love that the scar on the dude's face isn't even horrifying. It is the handsome man of adventure scar.
Yeah, it's basically got a port wine stain of a scar.
Exactly.
In his face.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I'm terrifying. No, you're ugly.
No,
I mean, you're objectively an ugly man.
Yes.
Whoever originally another objectively ugly man was supposed to play this character, Blackie Lawless.
And it could have been an even other objectively ugly
man
in Gene Simmons.
Yeah, Gene Simmons passed because he didn't think much of the script. No shit.
He was in Never Too Young to Die.
Yeah. And
that
Runaway.
Movie was that, dude,
at least I think in Runaway pretty much doesn't speak, right?
Yeah, he doesn't play a hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to wear a feather boa to represent that he's a hermaphrodite. It's weird. So Hope and I were having this conversation the other day about how it's funny these older folks are like, there's no edgy comedy. There's not like, it's because it's become boring.
Well, yeah.
It's become boring.
And if you even edge toward the purient, someone's going to slap your fucking hand down.
Yeah.
Or enough people to run their mouths about it.
Yeah.
To keep you from doing it.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah. It's like, I agree with Chris Rock on it. If it's good, if it works, it works. Otherwise, you're just an old person complaining that you don't understand shit anymore.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I just, oh, man.
But this isn't
anything.
There's nothing shocking.
Yeah.
There's nothing transgressive. There's nothing. There's nothing there.
Yes, yes.
And so much nothing there. I know I saw it when I was 12. I know I did.
Uh-huh.
But this is a very sort of Berenstain Bears situation going on where things happened that I thought happened.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't.
Every movie was so much scarier when we were kids. Now watching it, it's sort of, it is to a horror. Okay. This movie is to a horror movie as like when you're at a friend's house and his mom makes you a sandwich.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah,
I know it's a peanut butter sandwich, but what the fuck?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. What is this?
Not too long. This I remember, like the scene with Melty Your Girl Jeannie.
Yeah,
that was some pretty hot shit when you were 11 or 12.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember a very different reaction.
Yep.
You know, it was that
and
that old.
Now
one.
It's just.
And it's like, ugh, this is sort of.
This is a kid.
And then all that money for the practical effect of a demon thing.
Yeah.
Sort of, I don't know. So I had a similar thing happen. I remember watching a movie called The Unholy.
Okay.
Back in the same, roughly the same.
That's a good fucking name.
Ben Cross is in it, playing it. The devil in this one takes the shape of a gorgeous redhead that seduces these priests, and as soon as they succumb to the seduction, she kills them. She, whatever.
All right, and it's called what now?
The Unholy.
All right, I'm just like, what movie is this?
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's from the 80s. But it's very like, oh, that's some dark shit, right?
Right.
It's like, you know, fucking in a church and killing priests. And
right.
You see her true form at the end and all this. Had a very like Ultimate Sin record cover kind of feel.
Okay.
Right? So
right.
That delivered in at least a better way.
Okay.
Because it's still not very good. But at least you still feel a certain like, oh, okay, what's happening here? You know what I mean? As opposed to, oh, that's a teenage girl being molested by a goblin thing. Oh, now her ears are melted.
Yeah.
That's the only time this movie even comes close to a horror movie.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's not.
And it doesn't really work when it does.
No.
At all. It's all just...
And she doesn't even die. She just goes to the hospital.
Exactly. And that when he's like, she's in the hospital, man. Like,
yeah, he goes to confront Wyatt Power, and Wyatt Power pushes him off by holding one hand aloft.
Yeah.
And fire comes out of the twin jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah.
And that keeps fucking fucking Chaz Hard Cheese away from attacking
him. I won't lie. If I was rolling up on somebody and they could make that fucking pumpkin shit light up like that, I'd be like,
well, it would give you a pause.
Whoa, what's
going on? But I don't know if it would stop me.
Right.
You'd be like, oh,
hey,
that's curious.
You gave me a tape, and now my girlfriend is melted.
Yeah, melted her ears.
Yeah. Why?
You know somebody's parent saw that and was like, oh, yeah, see, that's exactly what happened to my girl.
The music kept saying Satan, and...
That would be the only time... when I watched this, I remember like someone going to walk in,
right,
and see this and be like, "What are you watching?"
Yeah,
you know. Other than that, my parents would have walked behind me in that library,
yeah, and
not given a fuck.
You knew
fuck.
The only moment that they were was going to be the moment where tits happened.
Correct.
That's it. It's like that. You could be watching an 8-hour cut of a movie,
yeah,
that has 30 seconds of boobs somewhere in it. And that's when, oh, what are you watching in here?
Exactly.
Well, it's actually a really, yeah, I know what you're doing.
Oh, the things we had to do, the films we had to sit through for a flash of a tit. And you get more than a flash in this one, granted.
Right,
but God damn, you talk about too much sugar for a dime.
Yep.
You kids just don't know how good you got it.
That's
all I'm
saying. The struggle was real.
Penthouse wrapped in plastic, hid under a fucking tree.
Yep.
You have no idea. And I'm not romanticizing that at all. Fuck those days.
Yeah.
Fuck them to death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you got it all right here.
Yep.
For fucking free in your supercomputer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, bless you for that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't have to struggle the way we did.
Exactly.
In that particular arena.
I'm glad your toys were cooler.
Yeah.
We had better movies.
Oh, undeniably so.
And
this is not indicative of our generation's film.
No, not at all. This one was, it's one that you want to remember that it had to be better. Like,
absolutely.
It had to be.
That's what I'm smarting
this.
About. Like,
yeah.
How completely unremarkable.
Yes.
And thunderballish this fucking thing is.
Because I think you're right. That's the fucking killer, is that it's, if it were bad, cool.
Yeah.
If it were good, fantastic. But it's not either one. It's
And I watched one or two reviews, modern reviews on YouTube about this, and people say, oh yeah, it's good. I like it. It's good. It's really good. I'm like, okay, that I feel better about my completely 11th hour decision to watch and review this film for the show. Because that's how I operate, baby.
Yes, 11th.
No, fuck. I don't know if these people watched it.
It's literally like the best version of a swimming pool burger. where you go to the this is like the best version of the most
best gas station nachos.
Yeah, exactly. I need to eat something. Burger's the only thing that looks like it'll be filling, and it costs $3.
Right.
So yeah, let's just get a fucking burger. Or when you were a kid, look, I've got a dollar. A burger is 75 cents.
Oh, Jesus!
So I'm gonna get a fucking burger.
Yeah.
And it's 75 cents worth of burger. This movie is 75 cents worth of burger.
Maybe.
If that, yeah.
At least a burger delivers.
It's better than like a lot of it is. I've watched a bunch of reviews, and you and I have also watched a fair number of the Christian movies that are like virtual set. Well, they say it's a set, so that's all we need.
True.
Now just we need to find that hell movie.
Oh yeah,
because damn,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot all about that.
We need to locate that shit and make that happen.
Really, really do. And we then, are the foremost.
Yeah,
foremost. Yes, I can speak.
Foremost.
Christian film review
podcast on the market. The Christian film review podcast of record. Mm-hmm. We're the old gray lady here, but this it's so bafflingly strange watching a movie where you're literally like, so is
something's gonna happen to, that's the thing. I keep hoping something would happen.
Somebody throw a pie.
Something
like, come on, we've gotta,
nothing
yeah
really happens in this thing.
No.
And right when we spend clearly a lot of money, 3.5 million at the time. Yep. So every bit of eight in today's dollars.
Yeah
for a 6.7 million return at the box office. So it wasn't a complete flop by any means.
You made a little cash.
Made some cash, yeah. But I don't know how it made goddamn dime, because it does not deliver on anything.
At all.
It doesn't deliver on the rock and roll. It doesn't deliver on the horror. It delivers a couple of tits.
Yeah.
And that's about it. And they aren't that remarkable tits. In fact, you get a flash of some in the pool scene that are like, I could use another shot of that. While I'm here looking at fucking Skippy White Power's ass twice, how about more of her and less of him?
Yeah, a little bit less Skippy White
Power. Yeah, no, we're going to get this other girl who, hey, they're real, great, but I don't
know. Man, I'm just glad he never kissed Mallory on Family Ties, because I don't know if I'd be able to look at Justine Bateman the same after watching the way that just like open mouth. Like, are you Italian, dude?
No, not just that. The first kiss was an open mouth press of her face. It's and then after, you know, a life and death situation with electric guy.
Yeah.
Then it's like full on Italian wedding.
Yeah. He gives her the type of kiss that you only give a woman you've been dating long enough to joke kiss.
Exactly.
It ain't your opening salvo. Even if you did just save her life, you just, nope, we're not doing anything.
Yeah. It doesn't explain a goddamn thing to her or the audience.
Nope.
So that when he does foil the bad guy at the end, you're like, oh.
Oh, wow, that happened.
Okay. Not the worst idea, considering that we've seen water hinder this guy.
Yes. A turlet.
But if you could say to her,
hey,
I'm going to try to draw him out into the river.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's it,
by the way. I'm drawing him out into the river in 100 seconds, go in and take out the recording, and that should do it.
Not just stand here and count to 100.
Yeah.
I got a plan.
Yeah.
Look, it's a good plan. It's not a great plan that I'm just revealed to me and go, oh, wow.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No. I just want to...
And this woman has proven herself to be not stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. On many occasions.
Kind of want her to be on your side here.
Yeah. Let's do this together.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, but no, we fucking patriarch it, yo.
It's like the fucking Exorcist of Believers.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, but yeah, I think it's no good.
There's nothing happening in this.
Yeah, it's...
So if you're like me, and you remember, or you watch the trailer of this and think, it'll give me some cheesy, violence, 80s metal, hard fucking hard, and some boobs. No.
It has enough of everything so that when the HBO, the following presentation contains, pops up,
yes,
it can say violence, nudity, adult situations, sexual situations. It did enough of all of those to tick those boxes and be able to get them on that warning up front, because that was all the fucking kids were looking for.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
We were already sitting at an R. Let's go ahead and just go all the way.
Exactly. That's all this was.
This was directed by Charles Martin Smith, who was Tim the Toad in American Graffiti. He's a character actor. If you saw him, you're a movie fan, you'll recognize him.
Okay.
He also went on to do, I believe, the Air Bud movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that tracks. I'm not going to lie. That tracks.
Let me see. I have his stuff here somewhere. Yes. American Graffiti, Buddy Holly Story, Never Cry Wolf, Starman, The Untouchables, Deep Cover, The Band Played On, Speechless, Deep Impact. Those are
okay.
where
The Band Played On is...
very good, yeah. But that, he was an actor in all those. But he went on to direct like the Air Bud stuff and all this.
Okay, stuff. Good for him. Oh, Tim the Toad, fuck, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Untouchables, hell yeah.
This was his first...
Directing?
Directorial debut.
Well, you know.
So... We know this about him. He can't make a horror film.
He can't.
He's probably good at these children's films, yeah, clearly.
Yes. But.
And I feel like he almost wanted to make it that.
Yeah.
But the studio was like, we want an R. We got Fastway involved.
Yeah.
It feels weird.
It's like when you figure out that Leonard Nimoy directed Three Men and a Baby.
That is, yeah.
Yeah. It's like.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Or William Shatner wrote a series of sci-fi books.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
what?
And I think that the guy
Why did he think he could do that?
I think Dexter Fletcher was the guy who got brought in to finish directing Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm. And Soap is called Soap because he likes to keep his hands clean of any dirty bits of rotten business around town. That's the guy who directed both that and, I believe, Eddie the Eagle.
Ah.
Yeah. It's so weird when dudes that you know from one thing are popping up like... Well, holy fucking shit.
Yeah. Well, it's weird.
Oh, my God.
So, this completely capable actor and capable family film
maker
is so, not capable
of this.
Of this.
Yeah.
Which only had to deliver even a little bit on any of the things advertised.
I will say it's weird because they weren't advertising the movie they made in the slightest. It's
no.
None of that shit. Is visible in the scripts even.
No. No.
It's just not there.
Can see why.
Yeah.
Mr. Simmons was like,
I don't know if I want to be in
I'll
this.
Be the DJ in it so I can get my piece, but.
Yeah. That's about all I want.
No.
That about covers me on this.
Yeah. Line. Ozzy, same.
Yeah.
Because that's why this got any talk at all.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Ozzy Osbourne was in it?
Yep. That's it.
You're like, oh, shit. What's he going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing. He
Nothing,
hilariously
yeah.
plays a preacher. Aha.
Oh,
uh-huh.
God.
But that's it.
It's
point is,
good.
Avoid this goddamn thing.
Yes, exactly.
We watched it so you don't have to.
Exactly. And you know what? I think we should cue some rock and roll to get us out on this
right,
one because, you know, this was Jesus Christ. Is there anything less original than a song that has... Rock and roll as rock and roll soul control. Cool.
Look, I'm not sure Dave wrote the lyrics.
Yeah, that's I doubt he did.
Rock.
White girl dance. Take care, everyone.